Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone, and I hope that you joined us this morning because Stephen Rambo was here with me, and he still is. I got him captured in my studio.
I'm here. She's not feeding me.
I know. It's been a long day, huh?
Behind glass. Please don't tap on the glass, but feed the animals.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. And, of course, really we're talking about food, huh?
Yeah, that doesn't help.
I know. We got to have
now we're going to talk about Vietnamese cooking. I love pho. I love the soups.
Oh, see? There you go.
I love the soups.
All right. Well, again, I hope that you joined us this morning. We are here every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 and then again from 2 to 3. And of course, we always start our show with a positive segment. And of course, that is stop seeking out the storms and enjoying more fully the sunlight. With that, we definitely have some sunlight going on in our life. And I hope that anyone out there that is just tuning in with us right now, that whatever is going on in your life, that you can find some brighter side of life. You know, we all have life. And but you got to figure out if you can victorial through it, you know, try to change it into something that you can either help yourself, help others, and make a difference. So I do want to remind everybody of our phone number here. That is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We've got lots of stuff to give away, and we'd love you to get that out to you and be a part of all the things that we do. Also, love us. We're just under 5,000 on Facebook, and I'd love to get everybody on that. That's another place to win tickets. We always have stuff there. And of course, don't forget about our podcast. You can listen to all of our shows and check us out there on iTunes/Kim Pagano Show and leave us a review. And not only that, we've got our newsletter that goes out to 4,000 plus listeners. And so we'd love to check that out. It's got all of our advertisers and our sponsors and all the events you can just click on and be a part of you know, everything that they're doing. So again, a really quick shout out to the Perry family. My dear friend is still missing, and they're going to go back again to Ojai, and hopefully we can put some closure to the family. She was just an amazing lady with amazing family things that she did for the community. So I just really want to share that with everybody and just say that we're not going to give up, and we'll, you never know what tomorrow brings. So with that, Tom, do you want to talk about some of our giveaways?
Yes, Kim, we have the Breakfast House. That's Pete's Breakfast House, also the Midtown Cafe. Urbane Cafe is on the list. Other giveaways include the Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar, Freebirds, World Burrito, Veggie Grill, a free kids meal. That's from The Habit. Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, along with that, Dickie's Barbecue Pit, Paul Martin's, Famous Dave's, and the Lure Fish House. For entertainment like ice skating at the lakes in Thousand Oaks, it's Outdoor Ice Skating in TO, and that runs through the 24th. Rubicon Theater presenting Sea Rock City. Now that starts January 27th and runs through February 14th for Valentine's Day. And finally, the Harlem Globetrotters celebrating their 90th year. They have games in Anaheim, Santa Barbara, Ontario, and Los Angeles for basketball and lots of laughs.
There you go. In fact, nice. Let's just start off with that. Harlem Globetrotters celebrating 90 years, you said. And I can't believe that's been that long, but they're all so fun. I know. Yeah. And they always make you laugh. It's a good time. And if you'd like to get a couple tickets to that, I'd love to share that with anybody out there. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Our first guest, Nancy McDermott. And she is the author of Simply Vietnamese Cooking. Also today joining us is Laura Capullo, and she is the author of Diabetics Comfort Food Diet. Can you tell we're hungry?
I have to put this book down.
Yeah, I'm telling
and,
you.
Nancy, are you there?
Yes.
Yes, and I'm always hungry.
So I can tell. You're like a cookbook junkie here, I see. But what I noticed... And at first I thought, oh, this is so wonderful, Vietnamese, Thai, such healthy eating. And then there's a book that you wrote about cakes and desserts.
That's right. You know what? There's no bad food. I think, you know, it's a matter of eating and having good patterns, and then we get to celebrate and splurge.
Ooh, nice. Yummy. So tell us, how many books have you written? I always love to ask people that.
I have written 11 books.
Oh, my gosh. And can you kind of go through a little bit of you know, some of the names?
Yes, my first sort of the first chapter of my two-part cookbook author life is Asian cooking, and I'm back to that with this book. I was in the Peace Corps in Thailand right out of college,
okay.
And really learned to cook Thai food because I came home hungry for it, and I hadn't, you know, really thought about it. And I learned to cook while teaching English and going to an Asian store in Greensboro, North Carolina, and started teaching and writing about it, and you know, then also Chinese and Vietnamese and sort of all Asian food. And then I'm from North Carolina. I'm a Southerner. And when we moved from Southern California, where we lived in the 1990s, we were in Carlsbad. And I moved back to North Carolina and remembered all these pound cakes and pies and cookies and cakes and so forth. So, and I've always been a great baker. So I do have a book on Southern cakes and Southern pies and also a book on Southern soups and stews.
Ooh.
So
I'm waiting for this.
You know, I love Asian food for a main course and Southern desserts, but I'm really just interested in home cooking and food with a story always.
So I'm already going to put in my order for, because, you know, you lived in Southern California, you know, we like to do fusion. So I'm seeing fusion Southern Asian coming together, you know.
Oh yeah,
like a spicy tofu.
Do you like
fried,
spicy?
I love spicy.
Yeah.
Some kind of a tofu fried chicken spicy dish or something.
There you go, put that out there.
All these good flavors, you can't go wrong. I'll work on that. That'll be book number 12.
Oh, that's wonderful. So now we know why the leaning toward Asian cooking, because you were there in Thailand, you came back with that hunger. But in your journey, have you found any particular benefits to the Asian diet over what we tend to?
I'll tell you
one
thing that really stands out to me, and when I look at sort of how I grew up and what I think we're struggling with in terms of eating and health, people in Asia just across the board love vegetables. They don't think of it as punishment. They don't think of it as medicine. It's like they love cucumbers. They love bean sprouts. They love cabbage. And they think, what would be a good thing to do with this ingredient? And, oh, these are cool and refreshing. And this thing over here is crunchy. And, you know, they like that greasy fried thing, but they like to wrap things in a lettuce wrap and put mint and a really bright, you know, using chilies, using lime, using intense flavors. So they're more excited about a lot of variety and freshness and bright flavors. And I think we focus in the West, we tend to focus on quantity. Like, oh my gosh, half a chicken for $7.99. And we think, oh, lots and lots of pizza would be the best thing in the world. But really, if you sit and you've got this bright flavored salad with mint and you've got some grilled salmon and some shrimp in a soup and some rice to go with it, it's like, here's this really interesting, exciting meal. It's not about quantity. It's about sort of delight in food.
Mm.
Something else that came up to me as you were talking about that, I grew up as one of those I don't want my food to touch kind of kids.
You were one of those kind of kids?
Yeah,
oh,
I was.
Gosh.
You were particular.
I was particular.
Are you still that way?
Sometimes. But what I notice about Asian food that's really fun is food touching is a big deal. It mixes. You mix it together. Right?
Yes,
you mix
exactly.
the flavors for richness, right?
Yes, and this is more interesting. And so we've got this. You've got, there'll often be a separate dipping sauce. So here this dish comes, and this goes with this. And so you've got something that's crispy and fried that's going to go with a sort of hot and tangy sauce.
I love
so they're
roti
always playing with, mm-hmm. playing with flavors, playing with textures. They want it to be exciting and interesting, and, you know, and they just, like I said, they appreciate all food.
I love it. And I'm looking at this everyday rice porridge for the mornings.
Oh, that is such a satisfying comfort food. Really simple to make. And, you know, porridge and grains, you could do it with brown rice. You could do it with white rice. That's the kind of thing you can make in a big batch and then scoop it up and have a, you know, this time of year, a warm bowl of rice porridge for, mm-hmm. you know, for breakfast. That's another Asian thing. Breakfast is not a separate meal where, oh, we have cereal at breakfast and the sandwich at lunch. It's just another time to eat. So you'll have noodle soup, you'll have rice porridge,
that,
or you'll have
you know
rice
what?
With an
That's
egg.
A huge yeah. thing right there that you just said, because it doesn't matter that you have to have a breakfast in the morning. I love
right.
that. Because I don't
you
love breakfast, you know?
Yeah, there's a lovely little Vietnamese restaurant off of 14th Street in Oakland, and they have the wonderful breakfast that comes with the pork chop and the soup and all the different lettuces and greens that you put into it, and it's just a delight. And then, because it's Americanized, they throw an egg in just for the heck of it, you know?
Right. You get that satisfying start. You got energy for the day.
Right.
You know, I like a positive attitude, and I see just a real positive attitude toward food in Asian cooking in general. And I think a lot of us are coming to that now. It's like, you know, it's not a punishment. It's like, let's embrace what's good for our bodies. You know, we take care of our cars.
Right, so, right.
So
exactly.
What are things that I like that are going to enhance my health and have some treats, but have a good daily pattern of eating what, you know, I used to say to my kids, this is the food that helps us grow.
There you go. Now, let me ask you, with knowing all these different recipes, which one do you use mostly?
You know, I eat a lot of soups. There's a real simple meatball soup on page 36. I'll often build a meal around rice, so I might have the meatball soup and a real simple stir fry of, I've got a stir fried spinach sauteed with garlic, so you just get the washed spinach and
ooh,
a little
yum.
Oil, big handful of smushed garlic, and the greens go in, a little bit of fish sauce or salt, a little bit of water just to kind of get it going, and that comes out, it's delicious hot, it's delicious cold, it's bright green and shiny. So you've got soup, and you've got a vegetable and some rice, and you know, some kind of fruit to go along with it, some salsa. Also, I want people to mix and match. I think a lot of times we say, oh, I'm going to take up Vietnamese cooking, and so I must have this and this and this. You can open this up and have a, you know, the grilled salmon with chili lime sauce, and have that with a tossed salad and some pasta that you love. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's a matter of putting good things together and not following a rule book.
You know what? Will you stay with us? We need to take a really quick break, but when we come back, can we talk about if there's like special preparation or special equipment? Because things are a lot different over there than they are here. And I'd love to see if we need a lot to make all this.
I'd love to do that.
Okay, great. Again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're here in the mornings from 6 to 8. And, of course, Stephen Rambo is my co-host today. I'm so glad you're
nice
here.
Nice to be here.
And, of course, Tom Spence. And then I'm Kim. And we're talking with Nancy McDermott. We're talking about simply Vietnamese cooking. When we come back, we're going to continue that. Right now, though, I would love to give a Lazy Dog restaurant gift certificate away. All you have to do is call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Whoa! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, DITI is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Agoura Hills, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit www.tiofsc.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. And I'd love to get some Rubicon Theater tickets out there. And I've got tickets for Sea Rock City. And if you call in right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I'd love to get those in your hands. All you have to do is leave us your name and your number and what you're calling about.
Sounds good.
Yep. So
can I call in and win a ticket?
Absolutely.
I can?
No.
Oh.
No.
Like, that's a nice
I know.
Perk.
He's like, wait, I'm out of here.
Good.
So. All right. Anyways,
my cell phone right now.
There you go. But we are talking right now with Nancy McDermott, and we're talking about Simply Vietnamese Cooking. This lady has every kind of cooking, but and we're going to have her back because I love cooking, and I love to, like, do new things and go, oh, that was easy, you know?
Yeah.
But anyways, we're talking about, so in preparation of Vietnamese cooking, do we need special equipment?
The one thing that it's really handy to have and really great for cooking, you know, good food fast, is to have a big, deep skillet. So that's, you know, like a 10 or 12-inch skillet, like a big cast iron one, with sides so that you can, you know, cook and toss things around a little bit. There's a lot of really quick cooking over high heat. If people have a wok, that's great. That's the classic way. The great thing about a wok is that you can put a ton of greens in there and toss them around and, you know, have room on the stove. So a big kind of frying pan, whether it's a wok or a big, deep skillet, is something that you're going to use a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's also great to have, Vietnamese cooking involves lots of noodles, and they use rice noodles, which cook really quickly. They're gluten-free. They pick up flavors, and you can build a meal around rice noodles, whether it's in soup or stir-fry or with great things over them.
What are the noodles that are like glass noodles?
Oh, I love glass noodles. Glass noodles are made from bean sprouts, you know, or from the mung beans that make bean sprouts. And they look like fishing wire, don't they? They they look like something that you would not eat.
Nylon, monofilament.
Yes. You soak them or drop them into soup, and they become translucent or clear, and they're chewy, and they absorb flavors.
I love them.
Wonderful thing. When you do those, you want to soften them. And I always like to cut them before I use them because, you know, they can be really, really long. It's great to have chopsticks. You can eat with a fork. I think one thing for eating Asian food is don't worry a whole lot about the table manners, maybe, that you learned from your grandma. You can get those chopsticks and get those noodles and slurp that soup. And there's a lot of eating with your hands with Vietnamese food. There's a lot of putting things in lettuce wraps with sauces. So it's really sort of free-spirited. It's great to have a lot of little bowls, whether it's little Pyrex bowls, or if you go to the Asian market, which is so much fun, get a lot of those little sauce dishes that you mm-hmm. see at Asian restaurants. Mm-hmm. And then when you're prepping, you can set out, okay, here's my garlic, here's my green onions, here's
you're
my
all
cilantro,
organized.
I'm ready to go.
Okay, you're all organized. Now let me ask you, what kind of oils do you use?
Right
Are
there.
Are you kidding?
I was going to jump in there because you said a lot of fast, hot cooking. So,
yeah.
You know, you don't want your oil to burn up. Sesame seed oil comes right off the top of my head, but there's other really good oils that you can use, right?
You know, my favorite for general stir frying is canola oil because it has a high smoking point.
Okay.
Olive oil is so delicious, and it's great for sautéing, but when it gets hot, it burns quickly.
Right.
So any kind of, you know, just sort of general vegetable oil that's light in color and doesn't have a flavor works just fine. Sesame oil is great for flavor. I keep my sesame oil, and I just drizzle that on some steamed broccoli or stir-fried asparagus or something right at the end, and it gives that great flavor.
Wow.
Grapeseed oil?
Grapeseed oil is wonderful. I mean, all of those that are light in color, they're all going to be fine. They're not going to mess up the flavor, and you're going to be able to heat it up hot so it'll cook the food fast.
Okay.
Now, you know what I started using is avocado oil.
Oh, what? No, I have not seen it.
I just started getting it, and actually my daughter was using it back in Texas, and so then I was like, oh, and it's so good. And it actually can elevate the heat, and it's unlike, the olive oil.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm writing that down.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
I love it when we can teach the cook.
I know.
Go rock that one.
I credit when I share that, and I'll give you a little gift. If you are avocado lovers, and boy, I sure am, I have an avocado milkshake in the book. It's in the dessert chapter, and in Vietnam, here came avocados from the West, and they said, this is really luscious, and so you make a really simple milkshake with it that's refreshing and cool and bright and so fast.
Well, it's avocado season here. I've got some avocados at home right now. That's
yum.
Tonight. I'm doing avocado milkshake.
Yum. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. What page is that on?
You need to share it.
You got
yeah.
the index. I'm looking for it right
so
now.
So here's a question. Okay. So if you could give us five tips to start off cooking Vietnamese, what would they be?
Well, one I would say is get a rice cooker.
Okay.
I mean, I have recipes, and if you know how to cook rice, great. But if you're interested in Asian food, it's rice-based, and of course you can cook other grains. And what's great is I put my rice in the rice cooker and press the button, and it's going to be done, and it'll stay warm, and I don't have to think about that anymore.
Okay.
And that's the satisfying heart of the meal. I think that's one reason that you can think, I mean, all food is healthful. It depends on how we eat it and how we prepare it, but when you're eating rice to be satisfied and then you're having a little bit of meat, maybe a little bit of fish, some vegetables, some noodles, you're not turning to a great big hunk of chicken to be the heart of your meal. So you get enough protein, but it's a grain-based food with lots of interesting things. So rice cooker. Second thing I would say, stock your pantry. And you don't have to go to an Asian – now, I love to go to an Asian market. I'm sure there are lots around, and that can be a really fun field trip. But I wrote this book with the Asian ingredients that you can get at a great supermarket. Mm. You need some fish sauce. You need some fresh ginger. You need some. You need garlic. You need chilies, onions, lemons, limes, herbs. Those are things that you can get in any supermarket nowadays. It's the best time ever to be cooking Asian food in the West because you don't have to go on a huge field trip. And go ahead and stock up on those basic ingredients. You know, I'd say pick out three recipes you want to make. Make a grocery list and say, is there anything that I don't have on hand? And I think you'll be surprised how many things that you just have around. You use lots of black pepper. You use pickled carrots.
Right.
And you make the pickled carrots just with vinegar and sugar and water. And that's a great little condiment to have.
Mm.
The deep skillet, you know, either a deep skillet or a wok, so you're going to be able to do stir fries. And then I would suggest that you consider having a party and say, okay, I've got this book, want to try this food, and if you have some friends who like to cook, and make it an adventure that you're going to have together and say, okay, these are the three recipes. I'm going to be the head of this one and bring the food, and everybody's cooking, everybody's chopping. That's how it is in Asia. When it's time to cook, it's not everything going in the oven. It's people around visiting and enjoying and snacking while they're eating. And I think letting cooking be a fun process and not the chore can really make it sweet.
I love it. And I do want to remind anybody that is getting excited listening to our conversation here that we are the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Nancy McDermott. We're talking about Simply Vietnamese cooking. Now, let me ask you a question. You know, in our culture, we think of white rice as not being good, and we always have to use brown rice. But in that culture, they use so much of it. Do you know, have any knowledge behind that?
I mean, white rice is the heart of the meal all over Asia, not, you know, in China, in Thailand, in, you know, all the Chinese culture countries, Vietnam. You know, it's what they grow, just like we're, you know, here wheat grew well, we ground it up, we're, you know, a bread-based culture. But we really don't eat bread the way that they eat rice. We eat meat the way that people in Asia eat rice.
Yeah.
And it is processed. The reason that people eat white rice in Asia is not saying we don't care about our health. It's that brown rice will spoil. And so if you are living on rice and keeping it for a year from the crop to crop, white rice will keep for years. It does not spoil. The parts of rice that would go bad are, you know, the germ and the bran and, you know, all the oils, which are good for us, but, you know, then it will only have a shelf life of a few months. It is fine to use brown rice. I mean, there's not the fact that people in Vietnam are eating white rice tonight doesn't mean that you can't do brown rice. What bothers me about focusing on brown rice versus white rice as a good, bad, right, wrong is that we want to eat brown rice in the West because it has nutritional benefits. But that's not the only way to get fiber. That's not the only way to get vitamins and nutrition. Mm-hmm. If you're eating your vegetables and your fruits and your herbs and, you know, exercising and taking care of your body, there are many ways to get that. So I happen to like white rice, so I tend to cook it, and I try to eat more carrots and cabbage and kale.
There you
so
go.
So I think having a positive attitude toward it is like, what's going to make this work for me? And not a good, bad, perfectionist attitude.
I
go down that road,
point.
And I have to watch myself.
Nancy, how much in your cookbook is, because I unfortunately just went straight to recipes.
Yes.
How much nutritional information is in your cookbooks, and do you focus on that and how we can build that kind of a healthy, holistic sort of a diet in our eating?
You know, that is. I don't have the nutritional information with the recipes. It's kind of, I've been doing this a long time.
Not with the recipes, yeah, per se. But do you have talk about any of that in parts of your book?
I think I talk more about eat a lot of vegetables, eat a lot of fruits, mm-hmm, and just sort of the goodness of what I think is an Asian attitude toward food and how it's our friend.
Got it.
You know, that's something that people, you know, it's not that they think about it. I think we've kind of gotten, you know, gone in that direction for whatever reason, but I like that. What's good, what's fun, there's a real sense of living in the moment, mm-hmm, that I found in Asia, and I find when I do that and, you know, like not worrying so much and not saying, oh, I should have had a salad yesterday but I had cheesecake. Let's say, you know what, tonight I'm going to go by the store and I'm going to get da-da-da-da-da and I'm going to try something that is, you know, like right now, what can I do starting now?
Yeah, you're talking about stress reduction and letting go of the guilt. The woulda, coulda, shouldas,
exactly,
are just not going. Not the woulda family, fire them, divorce.
I love it. And you know, pho's are so popular out here now. Mm-hmm. And I love it because you kind of walk in there going, okay, teach me how to eat, you
Did
know?
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Was that my stomach?
I know.
I'm going for lunch.
Nancy,
today,
we have to have you in here bringing us food. Where are you located?
I'm in North Carolina.
Okay, a little far, but can you get it through the phone
lines? Which part of the state are you in?
I am in Chapel Hill, Piedmont, right in the heart, and we're just having the most beautiful cold winter day.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful.
Sounds good.
Well, I've got friends that way. I'll look for you when I'm back in Asheville next time.
All right, and I'm going to, and you know, I've taught cooking classes in Westlake Village at Let's Get Cooking.
You have?
Here,
oh,
so
please let me know when you're out here.
I absolutely will. That's a great place. We love living in Southern California, and I miss it, and I just can't wait to get back.
Oh, I would love to get together. I have, like, lots of people that would be able to do something with you, so that would be great. You know, will you send me all your books, and we'd love to have you back, and please share our show with everyone out there and all your fans, and again, thank you so much for being a guest here on our show. I didn't even ask you, where do we get your book?
At bookstores nationwide. And just call your favorite bookstore. If they don't have it in stock, they can order it. They can usually get any book within a day or two. And, of course, all the online sources.
Right.
It's
I love
easy
that.
To find.
Thank you so much, Nancy.
Oh, my pleasure. Talk to you again soon.
You got it. Bye-bye. All right. Take care. All right. Our next guest, Laura, and I hope I say her name right, is at Capullo. And we're going to be talking about the Diabetics Comfort Food Diet. Okay. We've been talking about food from early this morning till now. I'm so hungry. I can't stand it.
Tom, I can handle the board if you want to run out and grab something.
There you go. Yeah. You know what? In fact, I'm going to send somebody to Famous Dave's. How about that?
That sounds
okay,
good.
Okay. Some 20 years of Texas beef brisket done the right way. And I've got a gift certificate for somebody right now. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008, and give us your name and your number, and we'll get somebody on the phone to you.
Beautiful.
Will you be stressed or serene in 2016? You know, we can't change what's outside of us or fix others. So how do we cope? Audrey Walzer's science-based Learn Mindfulness Meditation course has taught Kim Pagano and hundreds of others in the 805 the tools of mindfulness to downregulate the stress response, even when life gets difficult. Attend a free introduction to mindfulness and register now for upcoming classes in Westlake, Camarillo, and Ventura. Visit mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com. Be serene in 2016. That's mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. I'm Kim. I'm here with Stephen Rambo.
Hello.
And, of course, Tom. And we have a great show. I do want to remind you that we are here in the mornings from 6 to 8 and lots of giveaways. And our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. I'd love to invite some of my listeners out there to Rubicon, and on January 27th through February 14th starts Sea Rock City, and I'd love to get some tickets to somebody out there. So call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Our next guest, Laura, can you help me with your last name?
It's Laura Sapuo.
Sapuo, okay. And your book is The Diabetics Comfort Food Diet. I love comfort food. There's just something that, you know, when you eat something that you've eaten like when you were little, or someone, maybe you weren't feeling good or somebody made it, it's almost like a perfume, a scent, I don't know, it just takes you right back to that moment. And is that the kind of food we're talking about, especially since you have mac and cheese right on your cover?
Yes, mac and cheese, anything that you can think of, like creamy pumpkin mousse, those things that, you know, maybe when you were homesick and you wanted, or I also think of like lots of southern food that, you know, that always seems comforting. You know, I think anything that was high in fat.
There you go.
Was always comforting.
Now, is this your first book?
Yeah, that was my first book, but I'm actually on my third book already.
So
I have three out right now.
Okay, and what else do you have?
I have a book called Healthy Habits, which is for parents and educators on how to raise children, you know, with the 8 nutritious lessons.
Okay.
And then I also have my latest, which is the Woman's Health Body Clock Diet.
Oh, you have to send those to me. Okay. That sounds great. Wow. So let me ask you, okay, why did you write this book?
When I was younger, the way I was introduced to nutrition was through my uncle, who was diagnosed with diabetes.
Mm.
And I loved biology. I loved nutrition and health. So he actually took me to the dietitian. And that's when I learned what a certified diabetes educator was. And that was my first exposure, and at that moment, I knew that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to become a registered dietitian, and as I did that, I wanted to specialize in diabetes so that I could help many of my family members. And one of the things that I really learned, though, is you need to be ready to make change, and you need to want this. You know, I can't tell somebody what to do. They have to want it.
Right.
And as a diabetes educator, that's the most important thing that they, at least in my mind, that they teach you, is that this is about empowering people that have this diagnosis or that are trying to prevent getting diabetes.
Wow.
It's in their hands, and they're very capable.
Right. Willingness is the first step, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I see that you have something called, Wholeness Nutrition Services or something like that? Can you tell us more about that?
Right. So that's my private practice. I have a private practice here in New York City. And the concept of whole nutrition is we're looking at a lifestyle. You know, I want my clients, I want the readers to know that they can eat all foods. And, you know, it's not just what they're eating, it's how they're eating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I ask my clients to be mindful. We go through maybe a body scan or a meditation before and after they eat. And actually with diabetes, the new research is showing that mindfulness can improve the blood sugar control.
Right.
And you don't even need to change your weight, but you can have improved outcomes.
Now, you know, okay, you're talking about diabetes, okay, but is there other things that, you know, other diseases that this can help?
Mindfulness?
Mm-hmm. Well, eating, comfort eating, your whole, you know, I mean, it sounds like you have another program that you do on the side, on, you know, your own career, correct?
Right. So I see private clients in New York City 2 days a week, and then I write the other days of the week.
Okay. And so when you see them, what are you seeing them for?
Many people are coming to me for changing their relationship with food and their body.
Okay.
So that they know, again, it doesn't even matter what their diagnosis is, because we can work with it.
What kind of diagnosis? But what kind of diagnosis are you dealing with?
Many people have eating disorders.
Okay.
So it could be anorexia, bulimia, binge eating disorder. Many people have diabetes, fertility issues, or some kind of endocrine issue.
Mm.
Also, a lot of people nowadays have irritable bowel or gut sensitivities.
Okay.
It's about getting on the page of the individual, and then we turn the page together.
Mm.
So I need to meet my client where they're at,
mm-hmm.
and then we go from there.
I love
it. It's my job to empower them.
Wow. You know, so you help them lose weight on this program, correct?
On the diabetes program, you can. On the Women's Health Body Clock program, you can. That's not always the goal of our the typical nutrition session. The idea really is focus on self-care, and then let the weight loss happen secondary.
Right.
And when we get overly focused on weight loss, you change your intake based on what the scale says.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that that's not productive and doesn't help in terms of achieving long-term wellness. You know, people that are yo-yo dieting end up, you know, in worse health than if they would have just stayed at the higher weight.
Wow. Okay. And I'm looking.
I'd rather my clients lose a small amount of weight,
mm-hmm.
you know, and in the diabetes comfort food diet, we speak to on average between 5% and 10%, because that's what's been proven to be maintainable.
Right. Now, again, I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now. Thank you so much for being here. We're talking with Laura. Say your last name again.
Sapulo.
Okay. And we're talking about one of her books, The Diabetes Comfort Food Diet. But I'm looking in your book and I see salt and vinegar potato chips. Yum. Okay, first of all, right? But then I look at the bottom and it says makeover magic. Okay, so talk to us a little bit about that.
Okay, so in this book specifically, what we've done is we've taken everybody's favorite recipes, and we've done three things. We've modified the grams of carbohydrate, because carbohydrate, doesn't matter what source of carbohydrate, but carbohydrate raises blood sugar. So if somebody's having trouble with their blood sugar and their insulin response, if you decrease the amount, you can still have it. We just don't want to have an excessive amount at one time. if you decrease the amount at each meal and spread it throughout the day, the body is better able to handle insulin and blood sugar. Okay? Then the next thing that we did was we focused on increasing the fiber, because typically if you have a higher fiber, you will then have less digestible carbohydrates. So again, you wouldn't be affecting the blood sugar as greatly. And then the other thing that I did here was I focused on monounsaturated fats and omega-3 fats. We know them to be very helpful for the heart. We know them to be helpful for diabetes. You know, if you think of like the Mediterranean diet, we know that to be one of the heart healthy intakes. So we favor in this book the monounsaturated fats and the omega-3 fats. So if there's a recipe that maybe was focusing on butter, you know, instead I would say use olive oil or use avocado, something to that extent.
Do you use avocado oil? You knew I was going there, right? Yeah.
I actually don't use avocado oil. You know, it's not to say that people shouldn't use avocado oil, but I'm definitely a fan of olive oil.
Yeah, have you? Is it because you're not familiar with it, or you just?
Yeah, I personally have never cooked with it.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, a lot of people must be new. It's pretty, so
You know, when, I know you're gonna. We're gonna take a break in a minute. When we come back, it really would be lovely to break down the topic. I mean, the title of the book, because it seems, as you were talking just a minute ago about the changes and the makeover magic, that I don't need to have diabetes to benefit from this book. So maybe we can talk a little bit
about
that when we come
back.
That's
a really good point. And then also I want to talk about the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15, because I was really surprised when I was shopping and looking at some of the things over at Whole Foods that I didn't realize it was a Dirty Dozen. So anyways, will you stay with us, Laura?
Yes.
Okay, great. You are listening to the Kim Pagano.
Yes, is the right answer.
Yes is good. yes, and stay with us because I'd love to give something away. How about some Harlem Globetrotters tickets? It's their 90th year, and I got a couple pairs of tickets to give out, so I would love to get those in your hands. Also, we've got Veggie Grill. If you've never eaten at Veggie Grill, I'd love to get you a couple gift certificates. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. Stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805.
Will you be stressed or serene in 2016? You know, we can't change what's outside of us or fix others. So how do we cope? Audrey Walzer's science-based Learn Mindfulness Meditation course has taught Kim Pagano and hundreds of others in the 805 the tools of mindfulness to downregulate the stress response, even when life gets difficult. Attend a free introduction to mindfulness and register now for upcoming classes in Westlake, Camarillo, and Ventura. Visit mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com. Be serene in 2016. That's mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here today. And I do want to remind everybody to get our newsletter that comes out when you call in for any of our giveaways, or if you're just interested and you've been listening to our show and you're not getting our newsletter, just send us an email at kim@kimpaganoshow.com or call us at 805-419-0008 and just say, hey, I want to get on your newsletter. Or you could go to our Facebook or our website, and all those ways we'll be able to get you a newsletter. So you can just go on and click, I need a newsletter. I want to find out what's happening on the show and in the, you know, out here all around. And Steve, you came up with another one, you know, the brighter side of the 805 and all the rest of the people out there, right?
No, the brighter side of the 805 and those on the other side.
And those on the other side. And yeah, not on the other side, but like
outside.
Over the hill, right?
No. Outside.
Yeah, there
outside
you go.
The
so, yeah. But anyways, we're talking with Laura right now. We're talking about the diabetes comfort food diet. And we were talking about when you wanted to.
Well, the idea here, I'm walking through the bookstore and I see that lovely mac and cheese on the front because I go with eye candy first. And then I see the topic, the title, the diabetes comfort food diet. But that might be somewhat deceiving because I don't need to have diabetes to benefit from this book, correct?
Right. I mean, this approach in terms of the macronutrients, eating carb, protein, and fat together at each meal, spreading your carbohydrates throughout the day, is ideal for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it doesn't matter who walks through the door of my office, I'm going to give them, you know, some type of meal structure with, you know, a lunch that has both carbohydrate, protein, and fat, a dinner that has carbohydrate, protein, and fat. Everybody has the same concern, you know, like how do I eat all of these foods?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do I maintain a healthy weight? And this honestly is the easiest and most beneficial way that you can do it.
That's interesting. So let me ask you a question. The Dirty Dozen, and I know a lot of people know about this and maybe some don't. Do you know what the Dirty Dozen is?
Yeah, it's okay. A great movie with Lee Marvin.
Yeah.
Right?
No, these are the foods that you like.
I made you laugh.
I know. That you should be really eating organic, correct? If you can. Is that correct?
If you can, right. If you can eat foods that are organic, that's ideal, but we also realize that people, you know, don't always have
the resources,
money
for, them.
For it because it is more expensive and it's not always available, or, you know, you're not able to get things that are in season, so you have to make choices.
Okay.
So ideally, I would love people to eat, you know, in a sustainable way, meaning they're buying organic food and it's in season so that it's not coming, you know,
right.
from Mexico or from, you know, across the world.
Cherries in the sun in from Chile.
Right. Mm-hmm. But you know what, that's not 100% realistic. And I think most important is that, you know, we're satisfied and sated at our meal. So feeling psychologically satisfied and physically full. Because if someone isn't happy with their meal and say they're eating these foods that they don't like, they're going to keep eating.
They're going to go find something
they
do like, right?
They wanted.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so Laura, what are, for all of our listeners and for Steven, what are the Dirty Dozen? Because it's something I didn't know either before, but then I was like, oh gosh, because like a strawberry, even though they grow them all around, strawberries are the ones that are like little sponges.
Well, I got my pen. I'm ready.
Yeah.
Okay, Dirty Dozen. Lay them out.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Apples. Peaches.
Peaches?
I'm waiting for your ooze and ahs.
I already went. I haven't breathed since you said apple.
Yeah.
Nectarines, strawberries, grapes, celery.
Oh, celery.
Spinach.
Bell peppers.
Popeye.
Cucumbers.
I don't like the bell.
Cherry
so.
Tomatoes. Snap peas. Potatoes. Hot peppers.
Okay.
And kale. So
kale is on the Dirty Dozen
kale
list? Mm-hmm. That new wonder food is on the Dirty Dozen list.
Do you like
talk
kale?
Talk about that. Well, no, it's everywhere now.
You know, but kale do you like it?
Oh, yeah, I like it. But I'm really more concerned about, you know, at one time beets was the wonder food.
And I know.
The wonder food keeps changing, and now it's kale. So talk about this kale being on the Dirty Dozen list.
I mean, like any food, I think, you know, apples, we eat them all the time. Strawberries, we eat them all the time. And now kale, this hot food, meaning trendy food, you know, everybody's trying to produce it. The quickest way to produce it is obviously, you know, using chemicals and making sure that you have a good crop, making
hot
sure
box
that,
it.
Mm-hmm. Right? So, you know, people are not necessarily going to get a pesticide-free kale. So you have to specifically look to make sure it says organic and that it was certified organic product.
Right.
The other thing people need to know is if this is coming from another country, they don't necessarily follow the same organic standards as we do. So you want to make sure that it was certified in the USA.
Right, right, exactly. Now, here's the thing. You know, I just bought bananas. Isn't bananas on there too? Did you mention that?
No, their bananas aren't on the top 12.
And what makes these qualified as Dirty Dozens? Because I might be missing something.
They have the highest amount of pesticides.
Oh, I see. Okay, so this is not like don't eat these. It's to be careful with the source of where you're getting these.
Because right. If it's a Dirty Dozen, this is what you want to purchase organic
Got
form.
It. Got it. Thus the term dirty.
Right.
Not dirty in that they're not good for you. Dirty in that they actually are dirty.
Yeah. Okay. You know what's interesting? I had a guest on here that said bananas were, and I was surprised because I thought they had the peeling that kept it all nice inside. But
so that's a myth that the peel.
Yeah, it's what it's grown in. It's what it's grown in. It's where it's getting it. You think of it, the plant is coming out of the soil. And so all of its nutrients are coming out of the soil.
Right.
And so it doesn't matter how thick the skin. I mean, you know, if you grow a pomelo grapefruit, which has a very thick skin, but you put a lot of pesticides on it, you've got a nasty, meaty. The meat of the pomelo is not good.
That's right. That's true.
Right. That's the story there, right, Laura?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Now, what about the Clean 15?
Okay, so you'll see. You know, with the Clean 15, there are things like avocados, grapefruit, cantaloupe. So you would think, again, oh, well, this has the skin, but that's just coincidence. You know, it's the Clean 15 just, again, have a lower amount of pesticides and would be okay to buy from the conventional farm.
Oh.
Do you want the list?
Please.
Okay, so we have avocados, sweet corn, pineapples. Well, let me shut my window. Sorry, guys. Cabbage, sweet peas, onions, asparagus, mangoes, papaya, kiwi, eggplant, grapefruit, cantaloupe, cauliflower, and sweet potatoes.
Love me some yam. Now, when you say sweet potatoes, so I get to go put yams in that same category?
Yes. I personally would.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that everyone just has to be aware is, you know, there's not necessarily a specific rhyme or reason why it's one food versus the other, and these lists change every single year.
Sure, it has probably more to do with market and availability and marketability too. You know, right now, as you said, kale is hot, so farmers are switching over because it's the crop they can make the most money on, and they don't know really how to grow it because they're just jumping into it. And the best way to do highest yield is to spray it. Sure.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
People can go to the Environmental Working Group website to get the current list.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Okay. So let me ask you, from all of this, it's really all about combating our mindless eating, correct?
Yes.
And
exactly.
So what kind of a tip would you be able to give us?
When you sit down to eat, make sure that there aren't any other disturbances. There are no screens. You sit at the table, take a deep breath. You want to separate the chaos of the day
mm-hmm.
with the meal.
Mm-hmm.
That will automatically decrease your cortisol and your blood sugar. And then when you eat, you want to use all five senses. You really want to appreciate your food, touch, taste, smell your food. I mean, so many of us don't even really look at our food.
No. Well, we're too busy. We're too busy watching TV and telling, you know, and checking on Facebook to sit and actually look at your food.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then if you're not enjoying it, you're going to want more food when you're done. So in order to get psychologically satisfied, you have to be mindful. And you have to be mindful to tell when your body goes from hunger to full. You know, we have this internal meter, and we need to be able to listen to it and recognize what that feels like. And if you're doing 12 things and you're not paying attention to your body or your food, you won't know when you're done.
We
the
all
only
have
way
such
you would
a,
know is because the food is gone.
We have such a good remembrance for that. I could throw out to people right now. How many times have you driven? Well, you live in New York. You don't drive. You take. You have great subways. But how many times have you driven somewhere, gotten to the destination, and go, how did I get here?
Oh, many
you,
times.
You know,
exactly.
You know, and that's the same thing with your food. Combine that with a culture of join the Clean Plate Club, and you're not paying attention to when your body is full at all. You're only looking, as you said, for when your plate is empty.
And with diabetes and or any other, you know, regular person walking on the street, I do believe that we can manage to eat all foods. My motto is eat kale and cupcakes.
So don't hold back on anything. Just in moderation.
It's not about depriving, right? If you're mindful, you make these decisions.
Yeah.
And if you're eating in the way that the diabetes comfort diet speaks to,
right,
you're spreading the carbs throughout the day.
I love it. Laura, we are at the end of our show, and I thank you so much for being a guest. I'd love you to send me the rest of your books when you get done with them, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You got it. All right.
Good luck.
Stephen, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was
absolutely
awesome. Great guest, great information. Tom, thank you so much. And, of course, I want to remind everybody that check out our morning shows and Facebook us and talk to us. Let us know what's going on with you in your life. We want to know about that. Of course, we're going to end this show with a moment of happiness. Good health is a duty to yourself, to your contemporaries, and to your inheritors, and to the progress of the world. So I thank you so much for being here.
Nice to have all of you.
All right. Have a great rest of your weekend.